All right, how are you today? Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can go to your Play Store, download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, and search WWGH. If you would like to call in during this show, ask any questions, or make any comments, the number here is 740-383-9944, and you can do that from now until top of the hour at 5 p.m. Okay, do you realize that 214 days have passed in the year of 2021 already? And there remains 151 days. Here we are coming up on Labor Day. After that, Halloween. After that, Thanksgiving. And last but not least, Christmas. So are you ready or getting ready for the fall holidays? It's not too late to get in gear, okay? Alrighty, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, and that will take place at their aforementioned address on August the 21st. 2021. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars if you have need of free produce or know of someone else who does. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Thank you for listening. Those of you who listen faithfully, thank you for your support. If you're new to the show, hopefully you will like it and tune in again. All right. I have a thought for today, and it's titled Nurture Nature, and it may go along with my show today. Nurture nature. Many a philosophical debate arrives at the bottom line. Are we naturally the way we are, or is it nurtured? Are we all pure in heart but blinded by the impurities of the world? Are we all enlightened souls who have simply succumbed to illusion? Most of us have initiative response, which seems to acknowledge that there is goodness in everyone. It's simply sometimes hard to see. As we look at ourselves, maybe we even find it hard to see the good in ourselves. Perhaps we have been taught to see only the dark, the negative. Perhaps we grew up with others whose vision always landed on the negative. But who would choose to live in the darkness? Who would choose to be a negative person? Who would choose pessimism? Probably very, very few. If only we could see the choice, that's why it is essential. You find the good, however small, within yourself. Tend to it, nurture it, nourish it, just as you would the plants in your garden. When you focus on the good, the positive within yourself, you give it life. You give it permission to grow and to be restored to your nature. The good has been there all along. Simply out of your inner sight, out of your awareness. Some say, get a life, but this is how to give a life. This is how to give life back to yourself. Or do you prefer to live in the dark? Woo. That was kind of steep there. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now, I will turn my attention to my guest today, Tim Jones. How are you today, Tim?
I'm doing well, good. As usual. Life
yes.
is good.
It is good. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're on top of the world, huh?
Some days. Yeah. Almost every day for real.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Pass some of that around. We could all use some of that. Being on top of the world. At least feeling like we are. Yes, absolutely. Now, Tim has a spot on the show once a month, and he will be launching a new program. Well, not a new program. It will be a continuation of Choosing God's Best along with Kimba Hubbard. And that will take place August the 17th. Here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The time will be from 5:15 until 6 p.m. That good with you?
Sounds good.
Okay. I did send you a text, didn't I? Or did I not? I thought I did.
I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't receive it.
Okay. Well, I'll double check that because I thought I was kind of afraid to even say anything because you didn't respond back to me. Maybe I just sent it to her. I don't know. I'll check. Text messages. Check your text messages. I think that's where it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to try that anyway. Okay. Now, Tim is a life coach. He's an entrepreneur and he is a designer. So, you know, he mentors people also. Even though he's a young man, some of his talents are like just phenomenal for a gentleman of his age. And I like to listen to him. He has good advice. He has a lot of wisdom. So hopefully, you know, you will enjoy our show today. So what's on your mind today, Tim?
Tiredness. When people say they're tired, I think that's been a theme for the week. You hear people say it a lot, and they have to understand that being tired is like an emotion. It's a feeling. You know, and it's a state of mind. And just because you say you're tired, yeah, you might not necessarily be tired. You know, it's like a feeling. It's like saying I'm sad. It's like saying I'm happy. It's like saying this, that, and the third. Reason being, I'm trying to explain to people, when you sit there and say you're tired, if you tell your brain that, then what are you saying? I want to go home. I want to lay down. I want to go to sleep or whatever that is. But you're never tired to a point to where you're at total exhaustion, almost like you have a sense of narcolepsy. You know, I'm falling asleep everywhere.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? No, you're not like that. Like, if you've seen somebody that's truly focused, I know people, even myself, at a couple points of time where I went a couple days without eating and staying up. Without drugs, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. No drugs or anything like that was involved. It was just I was focused and I was busy and what I was doing. And not one single time was I like, oh, I need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, you sleep when you're done.
Right.
And that's a simple concept. Like when you have things to do you throughout your day and you haven't completed your tasks, sleep when you're done. That's when you find the rest. Once all the tasks are complete, then you can lay down and then you can rest, you know, because what happens is you don't get things done. Procrastination is a spirit, you know, spirit of procrastination was set in.
Right,
and then you're wondering why in life you're not progressing or you're holding yourself up or you get stuck in that rhythm of putting things off. We always say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow never comes. The Bible tells you that. Only thing that you have is the now, and the now is what's continued, and the now is what's constant. No tomorrow.
Wow, no tomorrow. I have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I have a free giveaway. 2 free tickets to Columbus Zoo. Trivia question. How many books are in the Bible? If you can call in 740-383-9944. From 4:30 until the top of the hour, 5 p.m., these tickets are yours. So please call in, 740-383-9944. The question again, how many books are in the Bible? Thank you. All right. I'm tired. Now, that makes me think of people saying, I'm old. They'll tell themselves, I'm old. And when they address other people, I'm old. And I'm kind of like you. Doesn't that trigger the mind to think I'm old and then I will start aging even more faster?
Yeah, because I think it's also in the state of mind as well to sit there and say, I think it's your attitude behind getting old. You know, like I see myself getting older and I'm like, yo, I'm excited about it. Like I tell people, I can't wait to get, I hope when my grades come in, I hope it's all white. You know, like I'm not going to rush it, but you know, right now. It also puts me in a mind of take care of yourself right now.
Amen.
Take care of your body, you know, exercise, eat the right things, do all the right things that you can for when the recovery, because it's not that we're old, we just don't recover as quick as we used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's the portion that slows down. And so if you can build your health, build your body, build your mind right now where you still have a lot of that energy, when you still have a lot of that youth in you, when you still have that quick recovery, why not? Why not? Because it's just going to hold longer as you continue to grow older and wiser and more experienced.
That's true. I know we're getting older. I'd rather use that phrase if I'm going to use the word old. I'm getting older, of course, and we do all do every day, every second that goes by. I just don't like to hear people say, I'm old, and they're not old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you hear people living 100, 120 years old, that's not old. I mean, even today, that's just even in Bible times, but even today, you can run across people who have lived 120 years, maybe in a magazine or see them on TV or whatever. So if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, that's not old. I don't consider that old.
No.
I don't.
Absolutely not. And I guess it depends on what type of condition a person is in as well, you know?
Right,
And I guess we have to have a better way of explaining our condition.
There you go. And like you said, I'm tired. Tired of what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You tired of living?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not tired of living, but what are you tired of,
what
right?
What are you tired of? Exactly, absolutely. And there's two ways that I measure me being tired. actually, I'm going to say three. One, if you hear me say I'm tired, I might say, my body is tired. So what that means is I can go home and I can relax for about 20 minutes because that's what you need, about 20 minutes of relaxation. And then you can get back to it. If your mind is tired, then that's a totally different thing. You might have to take a nap. You know what I mean? 20-minute nap. Anything over that, your body will be exhausted. You know, so overkill to the body. So it's just understanding. It's just understanding what type of tired are you? Is your body tired? Is your mind tired? Is it both? You know, because both can recover.
Right.
Through relaxation.
Right. So when I say I'm spent, what am I saying?
You know, maybe you don't have no energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just spent.
I don't have any energy. Use it all, right?
I got to go. I got to go, you know, just relax, you know, for a second. But at the same token, if you have things that you have to get done, complete those tasks because you're not about to die over from exhaustion, right?
I hear you.
Do what you got to do and then rest. I practiced that Sunday. You know, I woke up. I did my workout. I went. I walked the cemetery. Did a video. Came back. Talked to my buddy at his place, at his organization. Went home. Cleaned up the whole entire house. You know, kitchen, living room, bathroom, washed clothes, and all that. And still had time to cook. Still had time to eat. And I'm just sitting there like, I had all this time. I still had hours upon hours upon hours of my day left, and I'm just laying on the couch, and I'm like, it was nothing. You know? I could have sat there and be like, oh, I'm tired, and stopped everything that I was doing and possibly did something else, but that's another thing, your focus. Are you focused or are you distracted?
Right.
9 times out of 10, you know? Where's your level of focus? Are you easily distracted, or when you focus, are you mentally focused on what you're doing?
Now that you went there, I can get up in the morning. I was just telling myself today, I need a schedule for when I get up. once my feet hit the floor and I'm out of that bedroom, I'm not doing anything I was supposed to be doing. I'm in the kitchen. I'm looking for breakfast or I'm looking out the windows, you know. Then I go brush my teeth and all that kind of stuff. But I'm out to bed, haven't made it to bed, you know. I haven't done my stretches and things like that. I've done my devotion, but and that's like a lack of discipline, I think. You?
Yeah, you have to get set in your routine. You know, you have to set your routine. Right now,
there you go.
Your routine is not set, so therefore you can find distracting points. Oh, okay, I'm looking out the window.
Right. I'm distracted by everything.
I don't know what I want to eat right now, so I'm looking through the cabinets. You know, as soon as you get up, one of the things that helped me, I organize my thoughts. Let's go. Okay, Tim, my feet hit the floor. You organize your thoughts. What am I about to do? All right, let's get up. Let's get the teeth brushed. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's have this for breakfast. Let's do this, this, and this. Right? Because once the thoughts are organized, now it's almost like the task is set. Now it's time to execute.
Okay.
Now it's time to execute. Now you focus. Now you eliminate it. Now you're eliminating some of the distractions in the morning, because you know you're going from point A to point B to C to D, this, that, and the third, because you already have it laid out. You already have it laid out. But if you wake up in the morning and you don't necessarily have a set routine, then you're scrambling. I'm doing this, This got my attention, and man, I don't know what I want to eat, blah, 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 you know?
And then when I get back to the bedroom, I'm like, I didn't even make up my bed, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, and it kind of, sometimes it discourages me that I'm just everywhere, you know, once my feet hit that floor, you know? And I realize today I'm going to have to set me a schedule.
Yep, set a routine.
So that's organizing my thoughts. I don't know if I'm by myself in that situation or
a lot of people wake up and just wing it. Just go over whatever, you know. So I kind of have a set routine for when I wake up. You know, I wake up, I organize my thoughts, and as far as for breakfast, I'm like, I'm having 2 bottles of water.
Right, you know what I mean.
I already know I'm having for that, so that kind of eliminates everything. I don't have to run around rush for food, because I know I just got to grab these 2 bottle of waters before I head out. You know, I'm organizing my thoughts. I got to stop at the gas station. I want to be there from this time to this time, okay? Because I want to be at work by, you know, 8:20, by 8:15, by 8:30, whatever. Then when I get there, I kind of already know who I should see today.
Right.
And I kind of got an idea what times they're coming in. And most of the time, I already have an idea of what I'm going to say, because a lot of times the behavior patterns are basically almost the same.
Right.
See, people get stuck in mundaneness, so they get what we call predictable.
Right.
And so since I know your habits and all these things, I kind of already have an idea of the approach. So, you know, it's just kind of like just seeing your day, seeing your small moments in time, and then executing on those.
All right. And that could be any given day, not just the day that you know you really have a lot to do.
Yeah.
And then you make a list of things you need to do once you get on your feet, get dressed, and out the door. Okay.
Yeah. And most of the time when we make our list, our little task list, honestly, it doesn't even take that long to complete those tasks. And you'll be amazed. Like, once you complete all your tasks for the day, you'll probably be bored as heck, because you're like, what do I do now? Because most of the time, honestly, when we have task lists, it's really not that much on there, but we get so caught up in the distractions in between of going, doing what we need to do. And sometimes we don't get to things because we got so far distracted and threw you off schedule. So
Somebody's calling you here and there and everywhere.
Yep. Then you're attending to them and what they got going on. And next thing you know, you spent too much time over there. And you're like, oh, I done forgot I was supposed to be this place. Now you're rushing there. And then you just felt like you didn't have no time in your day to do what you needed to do. Now you just got distracted.
Just got distracted.
Now you're talking about you're tired. You should have been tired of distractions.
I think. I'm glad you said that, because I think distractions do make us tired. Because some distraction you really have to tend to when they come, you know, or dismiss it and get back to it later. But you can have so many distractions, you are exhausted. You know, sometimes you do need a nap or sit down and catch your breath for a moment, you know, or just say, I can't deal with it at this time, you know. Sometimes I find myself there, too. I can't deal with this today. I have to deal with this another day, you know. But distractions, yeah, I agree with you on that. I really do. Well, I'm glad you brought this subject up, being tired. And I think that may go with the thought for today. Being nurtured, is this nurture or nature? So how does that fit in to the scope of command? Is that sort of like commanding your day or just going along with your day? How can you define nurture or nature?
I'm going to kind of give you an illustration because you said commanding your day or going with your day, right?
Right.
Okay, let's say you got in the car and you don't have a destination. And so you just continue to drive any old way. You turn left here, you can go down the one way, whatever it may be. You don't know where you're going. And eventually you're going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
Right? So when you command your day, you have an idea of what you're doing. You have a destination set. You have goals set. You have these things. So now that's a whole different idea and a whole different notion from me just drifting.
Right.
Which I call drifting, just going throughout the day, the wind blowing me this way, I'm going this way, the wind blowing me this way, I'm going to go this way now, or whatever, distractions pull me this way, so I'm going that way, to where I know exactly where I'm going. Hold up, I don't have time for that right now. I have to put that off, I'm going to get to you, but right now, I'm doing this, and this.
Right.
You know, right now isn't the time, and it's okay to not have time for certain people, places, and things.
True.
If it's not appropriate, if it's not the appropriate time. And so, yeah, commanding your day and just kind of going through it is two different things. So, yeah, you have to be, nurtured. Yeah, and that's just caring for, nurturing to care for, right, to provide the natural things to growth, for growth. And so when we talk about growth, we can also put that in terms of progression. You got to care for the things that you're trying to do to progress in, to move your day forward, also to move your life forward. You know, nourishment, too, is the development, providing the necessary things for growth. You know, so nourishing and nurturing is two things, and they kind of go hand in hand.
Right. Absolutely. I like your concept on that. I really do. Because the statement was so long, but I just thought it was a good statement to nurture or to or nature. Because I know God has constructed us a certain way in our thoughts, our will, and our emotion, which He is giving us free recourse to be our own agents in a certain way, to a certain, I guess, a respect or... then we have to realize we need Him to help us, you know, throughout the day. So, to be nurtured, you said caring.
To be cared for.
To be cared for.
The development of whatever it is.
So even yourself. Okay, so what... why is it important to believe in yourself?
I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, then you're lost. That's a tough thing. That's just as bad as carrying fear. Self-doubt is horrible. It's destructive. And it's damaging.
Oh, you know, that's deep. I haven't heard that before.
It is. So you don't believe in yourself, that's damaging. If you don't believe in yourself, who else will? And hopefully somebody will have enough nerve to come along and say, hey, to see your potential and say, hey, you're worth way more than that. You have a lot more value. You have a lot more to offer. But if I don't believe in myself and I don't believe that, that's going in one ear and out the other. Until I get a small glimpse or that light bulb goes off, it's damaging. It's damaging because you won't believe what's being told to you, even if it is the truth.
Right.
You know, because you don't believe it in yourself. And that creates a behavior. Because it's a belief. It creates a behavior. And it also creates, it shows your thought patterns, whether you know it or not. It reveals your thought patterns. It's negative. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Draining. It's everything but positive, pessimistic in nature. So it's damaging if you don't believe in yourself.
Okay. Wow. That was profound. Exclamation of that. How important is it to believe in others?
Very. I think it's it doesn't take nothing to believe in another person. Like you don't gain anything from it necessarily. Well, you do. You gain a sense of satisfaction, but you don't lose anything for believing in somebody else, to encourage them, to motivate them. It's like putting, I'm taking a piece of my energy and I'm gonna transfer it to you. Mm-hmm. That good, that positive energy. Because you never know when that light bulb may go off for somebody. You know, maybe somebody had just a little bit of hope. You know, like God said about the mustard seed, mm-hmm. maybe they just got that little mustard seed in them and you just came along and put a little bit of water on it. Now mm-hmm. it finally sprouted that root.
Right.
Now that root finally sprouted and now they can grow from there. Sometimes people just need a little push,
true.
You know, so that's a
true.
Beautiful thing.
Hold on. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey,
this
babe.
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. In the middle of my show. What can I do for you? Did you call for the trivia question?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It was, how many books are in the Bible?
66 books.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. That is great. We have a winner. Yay.
See, I told okay. you I went like this. I gave him a hint.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay, so I guess I could drop these off. I know where you live, huh?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Oh, I'm so happy you did that. Thank you so much.
Yep, see you later.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Well, somebody listened,
cool.
didn't
they? Yes, yeah, that means they're listening. Told you, I try to give them hints over here. I say, you know, but it takes courage.
Right, it does.
You know, it takes courage to call in, and you know, because you might have to take a chance of being wrong, and nobody wants to feel embarrassed or ashamed or something. So I can see why.
Oh, that's cool. Me too. But yeah, I did start out with, who did God call?
A man of valor.
A man of valor. And a lot of people may not have known that. That mm-hmm. takes some reading, you know, mm-hmm. but 66 books, all you got to do is go to your index.
Yeah.
And count them up, Old and New Testament, right?
Yep.
So, that's good. Yay. Well, thank you.
That's pretty cool.
My own granddaughter called in and got them tickets. Yay. Absolutely. Now, Tim, where do we leave off? You was on a roll.
Yeah, we was talking about, encouragement, what it takes to believe in others.
Yeah, believe in others, mm-hmm. absolutely. But people are necessary in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Who's this? Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Tim. This is Peach calling. I wanted to make a comment about something he said earlier about our mind and putting our thoughts in
order.
Can
you hear? You need a... okay, go ahead.
Is that where it's going?
I wanted to know that I'm a professional organizer on the side, and that thought he made is so important, because when I show up to people's houses to organize, they're so stressed out. They don't know what's going on. They have a hard time just focusing. And they said their thoughts are all over the place. Everything's just a mess when you walk in the house. And then when the organizing project is over, there's been statistics that say that order, things in order, help your stress level. Mm-hmm. Helps your stress go down, helps your heart rate go down. It makes you healthier. So I wanted to let him know that that's a true thing about, you know, how do we get ourselves in order? First of all, we had to put our thoughts in order. And so I thought that's something that I use in my business. So just letting him know that that's definitely one of the first steps, is putting our thoughts in order, things around us in order, or we're going to have chaos. And like I said, it adds distress, high blood pressure. It can add the strokes, all types of things.
Wow.
Just not having our thoughts in order.
Hmm. That's big.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were agreeing with his statements.
Definitely. It works in my line of business, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty then. Well, thank you for calling. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Nope. I'm just enjoying the program.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah. You guys take care.
All right.
Appreciate
you too.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. I don't know why that goes off like that.
Yeah, I think it's because it's in front of the mics.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, we've had two calls today. Are you kidding me? Oh, that is great. Keep calling. Keep listening. Yeah. Break the ice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Break the ice.
Yeah, that thought organizing your thoughts is super, super, super important.
Yeah.
And she's right. Order in your life. Y'all ever watch the movie Limitless? Y'all remember that movie? Where you take the pill and you got all these you can do all this cool unlimited
stuff. Bradley Cooper, does he play in that?
I think so. I can't remember the name of him, but yeah, cool looking dude to me.
Yeah. I think it is. I tried to watch that, but I didn't finish it.
That's how I feel like our brain is. Like when you're organizing your thoughts, like I was telling somebody, like even let's say I'm about to cook, I have a quick glimpse of me cooking. And maybe I had the bigger picture, but it was so quick through my mind that I didn't know exactly what I was cooking at that moment until I go in there and let's say I start making spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But the first notion was, I'm about to go cook.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we tend to maybe not know what we're going to cook at that moment, but I think we do. You just, because you got to see yourself doing it.
Right.
You got to see yourself doing it, else you don't have the urge. She wouldn't have the urge to do it. Like, I don't know, man. It was profound to me. I was talking to my buddy about it. It was just one of my little theories. But you see quick glimpses of your life, and then I feel like you catch up with it in the timeline.
Whoa.
That's just my, I don't know. That's sometimes you might call me crazy.
No, I don't call you crazy. I don't call you crazy because, you know, like they say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Mm. We don't really know the limits of our mind, of our thoughts. You know, like you said, we probably have already glimpsed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may go in there and look in your refrigerator and your cabinets or whatever. Say, oh, I'm going to make some spaghetti or whatever mm-hmm. like that. But maybe that's what you were really desiring to mm-hmm. have, right? So, just like your day, just like we're talking about our day and organizing our thoughts for today, because you have to, like you said, vision it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do when I get up in the morning. Just, mm-hmm. you know, this hour, that hour, next hour. Then I'm going to get out here and I'm going to do this and do that. Because you have to see it. It has to be a reality to you.
Yep. Absolutely. And some people wake up upset. You know, depending on how a person wake up, it can really depend on how their day turn out. That first couple of minutes can really determine how their day turn out. Because
right.
if you have a bad outlook, your brain literally has filters and it has a reticular activating system, which I already spoke about it. And what it does, it helps filter in and out important information, right? So it's just like, let's say a person out here, they bought a vehicle, right? You bought a new vehicle. Then all of a sudden you see that vehicle everywhere. Did everybody just go out and buy the same vehicle when you bought it? No. It's just that vehicle became important to you. So now your brain picks it up every time it sees you. It says, that's our car. Even though you're not the one driving, it says,
that's
our car. It's recognition. Why? Because it became important to you. So once you understand this concept that your brain has filters, because if it took in all this information without no filters, your head will explode. Like you'll hear everything. You'll notice everything. There won't be no control and it'd be chaotic. Everything's coming at once.
Mm-hmm.
Cars outside that's driving, that noise, you know, the people, this, everything. You just wouldn't filter out those things that's unimportant.
Right.
Right. So when things become important, so when you wake up in the morning and you sit here and you think, I'm going to have a crappy day. Guess what? Your brain is going to look for crappy things throughout the day. Say, yep, there it is. Yep, that person's acting like that. Yep, that person got on the nerves. Yep, I'm not feeling this. No, I'm not feeling that. The food was nasty. Da-da-da-da-da. It's filtering because that's what you're looking for. So it's giving you those expectations. You know, just like I tell people, I'm not a hunter. So if I go in the woods, chances of me seeing a deer is slim to none. I might run into a deer by accident.
Right.
Total accident. But you get somebody who hunts. And that's what they're looking for, and they know what they're looking for. They have a higher percent chance of finding a deer, and they will. They will.
Okay.
Why? Because that's what their interest is, and that's what they're looking for. It's important to them. Me, I'll just totally miss it.
Right.
It'd be by accident. Like, oh, I stumbled upon a deer.
So you'll be in shock, right?
Yeah, I'll be in shock.
Because you were looking for it.
Yeah, I'll be in shock, but they will be expecting it. And they could probably spot it from a distance. Than what I would be able to.
Right. Whoa. Okay. That makes sense, though. You know, like I said, knock and the door shall be open.
That's
seek
right.
And you shall find. Mm-hmm. Ask and it will be given unto you. All righty then. Okay. Well, all those things make sense that you're talking about. A lot of things get biased because sometimes we forget these precepts in our lives and to activate them all the time. And I guess that's because I know I'm not perfect and I can't always do it. Or maybe I could do better. I can put it like that. I could do better than what I'm doing, but I'm going to work on that, though. I really am. I'm going to work on that. Yeah. Because I found myself aimlessly going today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I had all this time to wait on the show. I'm like, wow, isn't it time to go yet? Because my day didn't go like it should have went today. So, like you said, I had all this time left. So, well, the call that came in was talking about chaos, and we're talking about nurture and nature or nature. So, God supplied us with everything that we needed, even in our thoughts and in our mind, those of us who are clothed and in our right mind. So, I guess there's really no excuse for not. Like we said, commanding your day or focusing your thoughts on what the day may hold for you. It's just, and some of those things you talked about makes me think also about the upcoming show we're going to be doing about choosing God's best.
Mm.
You know, because you say if you're looking, you'll find it. So that goes for a mate also. You got to be looking. You got to be seeking. You got to be asking.
Yeah, you got to be open.
Got to be open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this new show. The continuation of Choosing God's Best is going to be off the chain, everybody. So mark your calendars. It will debut on August the 17th. It will start at 5:15 p.m. until 6 p.m. So hopefully you'll be listening or ask somebody about it. It's going to be off the chain. I will be having Tim Jones and Kimber Hubbard. They will be live here. And I also want to put this filler out here. Any experts in this area are invited to call in during our live interviews. Any testimonies on past experiences that have led you to your success in relationship or your success in marriage that you would like to share, please jot down this phone number because beginning August the 17th, we will be needing your call, 740-383-9944. Not only that, maybe you have tried some of these things, you know, tips from other people, and it did not work for you. Still call in and share that testimony with us. So jot down this number if you fall in that category. That number is 740-383-9944. And remember, this will take place August the 17th, okay, and it will begin at 5:15 until 6 p.m. I just wanted to put that out there.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We'll miss it.
Yeah, we want it to be fun. We want to be informative to people. We want people to have better success in relationships. It can be just a friend, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing we do build all the time. I don't think people really realize it, but we all connected, and somehow relationships, whether they're good, bad, you know, platonic, friendship, whatever, you can't get around them.
Right.
Unless you're the only person in the world, then you right. got to have a good, hopefully you have a good relationship with yourself, you know? So, it's...
That's why it's important to believe in other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because mm-hmm. we need people. We need each other.
Yep.
So, it's okay to believe in other people, but not to your detriment, you know, that you rely on them all the time, but people can open doors also for you, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And vice versa. Yes, absolutely. All right, because I asked him, how important was it to believe in yourself and to be positive? Because we have our own life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do the best that we can do while we have breath in our body.
Yes. Yeah, you're not in a cemetery yet, so it's one place that you can guarantee you're going to go, right? But as long as you have opportunity, as long as you can seize the day, you know, if you don't like the results of your life, make better decisions. Change up your decisions, you know, because your decisions is a direct reflection of the results you get, you know, and it's not too late. You have breath in your body. You can make a change. It don't have to be crazy drastic, but you can start to work towards it. You might not perfect it, but at least you're working towards it and you're getting better.
Right.
And that's the key, to get better.
To get better.
You know, if you're sick, you want to do what? Get better.
Well.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Want to get well,
you got a fever,
yes.
What do you say? I want to get better.
Yeah.
You know, nobody
want to
be stuck with a fever. Nobody want to be stuck nauseated and all that. You look forward to getting better.
Right.
So if you're stuck in depression and anxiety, you have to decompress and you have to look forward to getting better and do those things in order for you to get better.
Yes.
You might not like them. Nobody wants to drink a bunch of water all day. You know, nobody wants to be hooked up to an IV. But if I know it's going to make me better, then I just have to do that right now.
And keep me off that IV, right?
Right.
Drink your water.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense. I have another announcement. The CDC is now recommending masks indoors for Marion and several of its neighboring counties in Central Ohio, regardless of whether you have been vaccinated or not. The updated map Friday from the CDC on its data tracker shows substantial spread of COVID-19 in these counties in Central Ohio: Crawford County, Delaware, Fairfield, Fayette, Franklin, Guernsey, Licking, Marion, and Ross counties. Okay, this is a CDC recommends that everyone wear masks indoors in public areas where there are substantial or high community transmission, okay, of the COVID-19 virus. We are out of time, and hopefully you enjoyed Tim. I always do. He always brings light and information to our show. And thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yes. Be looking forward to him coming back on the 17th of August for the new show, the launching of our continuation of Choosing God's Best, which will take place August the 17th of this month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes, methinks I am a prophet, you inspired, and thus expiring to foretell of him. His rash, fair, blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
to Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Fyvish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty-bitty-rich, I did it, little man. I built a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. I don't want to sing anymore. I'm going to pay me.
I love it, Fyvish.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion